Thanks, Phil. You guys may know that Mike V resigned from UCA. He took a job with the University of Utah. So if you have any SWIP concerns, you can let us know. We've got Garrett Millward, who a lot of you already know, that is filling in for his spot. Phil, can you? I did not forward this to Garrett, so he's not on, but can you advise the alias email address and update him on that?
Ooh, I'm not sure I know it. Let me,
It's brand new.
radio alias at UCA911.org. I'll put that in the chat. But this is the email address. We're separating out the alias emails from the programming request. So if you have alias updates that you would like, then they need to be directed at this. At this email address, there is a form that we're asking people to fill out that that helps us enter these more quickly. And so if you email us there and just say, "Hey, I would like to update aliases for my agency," then we'll get you the form back, and then you can return that back to us, and we'll get on those as quickly as possible. Here is the email address right here.
We have a contractor that performs all of the alias updates, so it actually happens pretty quickly. Our contractor is almost up to date with all of the requests that have been submitted, so we're feeling good about our turnaround time on those too. Melanie, do you have any updates?
Sure. I have been working with the PSAPs on the P25 agreement. So I've got about a handful that I'm waiting to complete on that. And I've started to reach out to the dispatch centers to start with the P25 agreements as well. So there's a lot of questions that are going back and forth, and I'll follow up with Garrett and Phil to answer those. But it's just the beginning stages of getting the agreements in place. So we'll be working through that back and forth between our offices. And if you ever have any questions, feel free to reach out to me. Thank you.
Okay, I don't have a lot of updates. I think the biggest thing that we're doing really is just like Phil said, addressing the tickets that are coming in and working with L3H on our list of things, known issues, and the biggest thing that we're doing, and the most exciting is probably the antenna swaps. So when we have antenna swaps scheduled, then the PSAPs receive an email to let them know which PSAP will be impacted by the and which date, and then they get a follow-up email. And we are asking the PSAPs to communicate that with the agencies that they serve. So, unless there's a lot of any questions, I don't know that we really have anything else for updates. Phil, did you say you finished 8 of the 50? Yes.
Yeah, roughly. Roughly because they're being swapped as we speak.
Yep, and I think we have three scheduled for next week. The biggest thing is we're waiting for antenna delivery. So we have ordered about $300,000 worth of antennas. Maybe that's an exaggeration, maybe 250,000. And we do have a list, yes. We haven't published the list. And the other element is as we have reported issues come in, and where we get reports from the agencies that there's an issue with the site, if we get out to the site and realize that there's an issue with the antenna, then that site supersedes our list of want to replace antennas because of density and becomes gets bumped to the top of the list. So that list is forever. I mean, the list of what ones we're changing because we want to change the antenna due to the density of the signal, that will always stay the same, but the order, we meet once a week and realign the order in terms of priority based on what's going on at the site. So I would say that prior to prior to a week and a half ago, we did not have, I would say, Jordan Commons site on our list, and now they're on our list and been bumped up to the top. But again, we all of the antennas that we order are custom made, so we have just been waiting for those antennas to be shipped, and as we get them, then we go back to the list and say, okay, what are the priorities based on, you know, what's going on at the site? Are there complaints? Do we have known issues, or do we just want to replace the antenna? So we'd love to just put a schedule together and go, this is when we're going to do them all, but that's impossible to do given that we randomly run into issues at sites with broken antennas or things like that. So that forever changes. So as we get them in stock, when we should get almost all of what we've ordered, I think what I heard yesterday was everything that we've ordered to date. Well, two of the three orders will be in our hands by March or by May 8th ish, which maybe it's ship date. But anyway, they're getting in, they're coming in, and we're getting them swapped. So that's the good news. Are there any other questions? When do you anticipate all the sites will be swapped? If we provided we receive all of them, I would say that it is probably, I mean, my goal to the radio division team was to get four swapped a week. If we could just truly swap the ones we want to and not run into any other issues, if you do the math, that's, you know, we're talking about into the summer, into June, but it just depends too on when we go out to a site to swap an antenna because we want to, if we're kind of do a re-optimization, if you will, and if there's other issues, it could take us more than a day. So there's a lot of variables. So we will be as aggressive as possible to get those swapped because we understand what it means for our end users and what we believe the difference will be in terms of the density of the signal. So any other questions, comments, or anything that you guys would like for us to address? Okay, well, you got a lot of time back today. Thank you so much for joining. We appreciate you guys for being willing to jump on and asking the questions that you have asked. If you do have questions in between when we have our next chat, you can always reach out to us. And then the other thing I guess I would end with is saying we rely on the tickets from our users to tell us where our issues are because we won't know. Our techs have actually reported sites down or issues with sites when they've been driving through the area and have experienced an issue. But the majority of what we really rely on is our users because you guys, you know, use the sites day in and day out. So if you're seeing a problem, please report it because there are issues that we can resolve quickly and you don't have to suffer through it. So anything you think is a problem, please report it through our website or if it's an emergency, call the on-call. So thank you so much.